Then we again calculated the velocity, and in this case, the velocity of the single cells which were still there, not attached to aggregates, because the aggregate is not so easy to calculate. And we did this for two time points, 12 hours after the addition of Corneille in space. The mean velocity was 6.6 plus minus 1.4, always micrometer per minute, with extreme values 0 to 23. And the same after 78 hours, it's about the same. So in space, during activation process, or during these 3 days, the lymphocytes do not slow down. But see what happens on ground. They are much slower. On ground, they had 2.3 plus minus 1.1, 12 hours after the addition of Corneille. And then 3 days after addition of Corneille, only 0.9 plus minus 0.8. So these lymphocytes on ground, they were not even slower, but they also slowed down during the activation process. And I found this in the literature. This is known, that lymphocytes slow down during these 3 days of activation before they go into mitosis. This does not happen in space. And I told you, in space, mostly they are not activated. Maybe this is the reason they are not going into mitosis. They do not divide. Activating means they then divide. And if you compare this mean velocity with what we found on a sounding rocket, it's about in the same range. But remember, these cells in the sounding rocket, they have not been activated. They didn't see Corneille, but it was only 12 minutes we looked at them. Whereas these cells, they have seen Corneille for activation. So, conclusion. The lymphocytes, they move in microgravity in space and they form aggregate. The velocity is faster than at 1G. And what is also important, the motility is not slowing down during 3 days, as it does at 1G. So, here something is different with what we know what is going on in 1G. But what is important, we have aggregates and we need this aggregate for full activation. Maybe even that the lymphocytes are slower does not mean this is the reason that we do not have activation. So, other question. We have seen binding of Corneille, it's okay. We have aggregate formation and the lymphocytes are motile, but they are rather fast and they do not slow down. Now we did some experiments where we looked at the structure of the cytoskeleton. It is known in general that the cytoskeleton, or all the different structure of the cytoskeleton, play an important role also in the motility of the cells. It's not a rigid system. You have seen the round-shaped lymphocytes, and when it gets long, the cytoskeleton must change. Otherwise, the cell cannot change the shape. It's just what I told you before, the transformation from a resting into a moving cell. So this is the resting cell and this is the moving cell. This depends on a rapid conversion from semi-rigid, it's not really rigid, but semi-rigid to highly deformable state. And this is important for the lymphocyte, as I told you. If it goes out from the vein, from the blood vessel into the tissue, it must go through between these cells which are forming the tissue of the blood vessel. So it must, in a way, squeeze through. so change its state. And this depends on a rapid conversion of all main cytoskeleton elements, actin, tubulin, and vimentin. This is just a cartoon. This is, in a way, a cell with the two cell membranes, a mitochondria, what else we have? Ribosomes, rough endoplasmatic reticulum, as I told you, this the cell membrane. And here we have actin filaments, more or less in the membrane, then microtubules somewhere in between. And we have the so-called intermediate filaments. They are all over, as we have vimentin. That is a rough cartoon to have an idea what it means. The first experiment which we did to see if there are some changes in the cytoskeleton, we did on a sounding rocket, 5 minutes, and we took a so-called T-cell line, Churkert cells. Maybe you remembered, I told you all these cell lines, if it's T-cell or another cell line, they are originally coming out from a cancer patient. These are cancer cells. Because this is what cancer cells do, they always divide. Whereas lymphocytes, which we get from blood freshly isolated, are so-called primary cells. And we cannot grow them for a long time. Maybe if we add some good things, give them some nice things to eat, then we can cultivate maybe for 1 or 2 weeks, but not more. And these cells, they always grow and grow. But they are quite easy to use, so we did not have to isolate cells from blood. But they do the same thing. They are a T cell, a lymphocyte. And in this experiment, we didn't have a 1G centrifuge, so we had a ground control. And we have cells at 37 degrees in microgravity in space. And we fixed these cells a few minutes after we had microgravity, 30 seconds, and so on until the end of 6 minutes. And you see there's a clear difference. This is vimentin, this intermediate filament. And you see it's a very nice thin structure. But in space, it's quite different. You see here, we no more have this fine structure. We have large bundles. In a way, this structure collapsed, and we have large bundles. Also here, it's no more this fine net. This cell still has some network fine. And this we observed already after 30 seconds in microgravity. You see these changes on the cytoskeleton is very fast. We then could repeat this experiment on a Maxus. This is the sounding rocket with 12 minutes time. And there we also had we had ground control, but in one of the experiments we also had a 1G control in space, but it's not shown here. And again, we fixed after 1/2 minute, 7 minutes, and 12 minutes. These are these different bars. And we looked at total modification. This means cells which were different than the ground control. All cells which didn't show this nice fine network were total modifications. So this is the ground control. You see, we have in flight already 1/2 minute. This is these 30 seconds. And then it slows down. It's a little bit lower after 12 minutes. But we have a significant difference, number of cells showing total modification. And the same is also when we counted the cells. We showing distinct large bundles, maybe a little bit less, but it's a clear distinction between ground and in microgravity, this happens much more significant difference. So it's a clear change of the cytoskeleton, and as I have shown you, in very short time, 30 seconds just happened. What is the role of vimentin in lymphocytes? Vimentin is the main cytoskeleton element which determines the rigidity in these circulating cells. I told you, you can squeeze them. They are not really like a hard ball. But it's the main cytoskeleton element. And when they change from round shape into this formation, the moving cell, then the vimentin collapse during polarization of the cell, means when it goes to and concentrates into the urine port, forget it, in this part of the cell. So firstly it's nicely distributed in whole cells, then it goes back from this part, because this is the part which first has to go through, make a way for the rest of the cell. And most of the vimentin is then concentrated only in this part of the cell. A colleague of us working in the United States, Marion Lewis, she also worked with lymphocytes and these T cell line Churget cells. And she was then the first which discovered that also the morphology of microtubulin is changed in these cells. She did not have a short time, because this was not a sounding rocket experiment. It was, on a shuttle flight. This is the ground control, and this shows the nice structure of the microtubule with the so-called microtubule organizing center, and then spreading out to the cell membrane. She had a sample fixed 4 hours after activation in microgravity, and you see, it's quite different. But she could not tell us how fast this went, because she didn't have the short times. So this was after 4 hours. We have a clear change in the morphology of microtubules. And microtubules, they also play an important role in cell division. But she then discovered also that after 24 hours, this microtubule reorganized. So after 4 hours, it was not normal. It was changed. But after 24 hours, the microtubule looked normal. And I stress, looked normal. Because even it looked normal, the cells did not proliferate. So they could not divide. So maybe even if it looked normal, the microtubule, something was not like it should have been. Cells could not. It is unclear whether these microtubules reorganized properly, despite the fact it seems so. They look normal, but they didn't do the job. Now we come back to this cartoon. By the way, by now you know. Delivery of the second signal. We need contact between monocyte and lymphocyte. We now have seen that the lymphocyte can move in microgravity. It can move and maybe somewhere on its way find a monocyte. But what is a monocyte doing? Monocytes usually are cells, so-called adhering cells. They adhere to a surface, but then they also move. But in microgravity, in a way, they also have to swim. If you do not force them to adhere to a surface, we can do this. So then, in another experiment, we studied the motility of these monocytes. First, we did an experiment using our famous random positioning machine, and You told me we can then show maybe okay, we can be maybe at the beginning of the next slash. Let me make it ready. So finally you see how this machine works. And we did an experiment on this in the International Space Station in 2006. How can we detect the motility of these monocytes? There we used a trick, something special. But we didn't invent it. It has been used many, many years ago by famous Albrecht Bühler. Augusto told you he was fighting with him because this man told that gravity has no action on cells. But we see it's not true. But anyway, he used this technology as a first. We took cover slides. I don't know if you know this, if somebody of you has done microscopy. Then you use glass slides, which you put under the objective. We use this one. And we coated them with so-called colloidal gold. So we made a fine surface of gold. And then we plated the monocytes on this colloidal gold. This means we let them adhere to this gold, the layer of gold. And again, we used a cell line. This is a monocyte cell line because to isolate monocytes is quite tricky and you would use a lot of blood to get the amount of cells you need. So we used a cell line. On the RPR, on the RPM, this means in this machine, in simulation and in space, the cells were incubated at 37 degrees on ground for 1 hour and 24 hours and then fixed in space. We could not have this 1 hour time point, you know, because of not enough samples, not enough crew time, so we only had 24 hours. How does this look if the cells move on the gold? What do they? They eat this gold in a way. They take it up, so they clean it out, and then you see the cover slide. And they clean out the gold, and you see the track of the cell. The cell moved from here to here, and then we can measure it. In a way, these cells like this gold, but they also show us how they move. So this is at 1G. And you see there are other cells, they did not move so much. This was a nice cell which was moving fast. Now the experiment in simulated microgravity on this machine. We have incubated for 1 hour, this is the control, and 24 hours. Control experiment, 1G, and on the machine. Already after 1 hour, you see a difference. It's not yet so clear. These are all gold cleaned out from this cover slide. But 24 hours, they really have cleaned out a lot of gold. And we then could follow each single cell in a way. And what happens in simulated microgravity? Not much. Cells were sitting there, but they did not move. This is a single cell, a one in the control, and the one on the random positioning machine. You clearly see this cell is more round-shaped. She did not move, the gold is still here, this is the cell. Whereas in the control, this cell has more the shape of a moving cell, and she has cleaned out all the gold. So she was moving,